Well, well, well.
What have we here?
Not such a cocky jock anymore, are you?
God, just look at you. Look how fucking fat you are.
I mean, hey, to the normal person, you'd just be the average run-of-the-mill fat boy, right? I'll bet most people would look at you and not even bat an eye. They'd see those stretch marks and that swollen midsection, the big bubble butt and the double chins, and they go, well, I mean, yeah, he's fat. Nothing particularly exciting about that, nothing out of the ordinary, but you and I both know it's a little out of the ordinary for you, isn't it? I mean, come on. You've got to admit, there's a little bit of irony here. You used to be so fit, so cocky, so rude. The way that you would crow so loudly over all the obese people that you knew, flexing your muscles and talking about how ridiculous and disgusting they were. How their lack of self-control was what made them fat. You didn't shy away from your opinions. No, you feasted on the embarrassment, on the humiliation that you caused other people. You were cocky and arrogant. And now the only thing you're feasting on is fucking fast food, fat boy. Looks like you feasted on just about everything. The cocky jock who, well, had an overinflated sense of pride and had an inflated ego, kind of inflated himself, right? You blew up like a balloon because you had no self-control. You couldn't control yourself in making fun of people, and so I guess naturally you couldn't control yourself around food, and then, whoops, you just slipped. You had one bad day, which led to another and another and another, and I guess you just kind of ended up fat. There's a bit of irony to it. It's pretty embarrassing if you ask me. But the funny thing is, the people you used to sit with and go to the gym with, that you would commiserate with and make fun of fat people with, they probably wouldn't even recognize you. They'd probably look at you and go, who the fuck is that? Because you're so fucking fat. You've gained so much weight that you're unrecognizable. And honestly, part of me thinks you like it that way. Not just that you like the fact that the people that you used to sit and make fun of fat people with don't recognize just how fat you've gotten and still think of you as a fit guy. I mean, that by itself is embarrassing. No, I think you kind of like the feeling of how far you've fallen, how fat you've gotten, how much you've swollen up, how the mighty have swollen. You were too big to fail, and, well, now you kind of are too big to fail. You thought you would never get fat. You'd just be muscular and strong and fit forever. Now you're lucky if you fit through a doorway. So why don't you think about that for a while, fat boy? Think about that for a minute. What does it make you want to do? Because something tells me it makes you want to eat.